The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Sifim Chaf Beis to Lamed Aleph. Sif Chaf Beis. Miesh Tinok Lomel, if we have a child that we need to give a Bismillah to on Yom Kippur, Malin Kondim Ashrei, we give the Bismillah before Ashrei, Mavarchin Bracha, Berchas Hamila B'loi Kais, we make the Bracha of, on the Mila without a cup of wine. V'mdinaisenu, however, in our countries, Naigin Levayach ala Kais, we do make the bracha on the wine, on a cup of wine. V'naisin mimenu ma'at latina kanimol, and we give some of that wine to the child who received the bismillah. Mavad mashin naisin like yishamim medamayach chayi. Besides the wine that we normally give the child that had a bis when we say medamayach chayi, we also give him some more wine because of the bracha that was made on the Kais. Avalatina ka'acher, but to give another child who's there, who's a bigger child, ein litein litoy min ha'kais, we don't give the other child to drink from the cup, the chamer mitisha b'av, because it's more chamer than tisha b'av. On tisha b'av, we can give it to another child because the reason there is because a bris mila is not something that's kavua, we're not afraid when he gets older that he might do the same thing. But on Yom Kippur, it's more chamer than tisha b'av, and we just give it to the baby and not to any other child. Hanayg limtzeitz b'yayin, someone who does mitzitza with wine, a lot of times, a lot of the moment, they put wine in their mouth before they do the mitzitza. Lo yizalfu b'per rak b'yad, they shouldn't do spritz the wine from their mouth on the mila with their mouth, because they shouldn't put it in their mouth. They should just use their hand to sprinkle the wine on the mila. U'maytzeitz b'per kedachob, and they do the regular mitzitza b'per, in the normal fashion. Sifchav Gimel. Noigin lishtoyach asabim bebeis haknesis. The minig is to put grasses on the floor of the shul on Yom Kippur. Vatam, the reason is, lefisha noigin lishtachavois v'lipal al peneim, v'shas havoid ezech lemikdash, because the men bow down and put their heads to the floor during the Parish Manasseh. We're talking about the Avoida and also by Aleinu, Zech Lemikdash. Umakum Shakaka Marutzaf Bavonim, and in a place where the floor is made of stone, Asalishtacha Voiskane, you're not allowed to bow down like that. Rafiel Bumakum Shaina Marutzaf, even a floor that's not tiled with stone, Yesh Ktsas Issa, there's still an Issa. Okay, and therefore, Shaitchen Asavim, the grasses are put on the floor, Lahafsik Ben Akaka, act as a hefsek between the person's forehead and the karka. And v'im ein shama savim, and if the shul did not put out those grasses, like the minhag is now, they don't put grass on the floor, yafsek b'talisoy or b'dava achi. You should use something else to separate, that his forehead should not be touching, his head should not be touching the ground. A lot of times people misunderstand. They think the main thing is to put it by their knees as a hefsek. The answer is no. The main thing is that there has to be a hefsek between the head and the floor. People put by the knees, perhaps that saves their pants from getting dirty, that's also fine. But the halacha of bowing down on a floor without a chatzitza, that's something where the head touching the floor, that's the ikar part. You just need a chatzitza by the head. You can put your knees on the floor when you're bowing, as long as the chatzitza is with the head. Sivchav Dalad. Zman tefilas ne'ila hu kishachama hi bereish hal ilonis. The time to start ne'ila is when the sun is at the top of the trees. And however, even if one starts earlier, a person should not start before plaga mincha. Kedei shi'ashlim ha'isayim seiz ha'kichavim. So that the end of ne'ila, ne'ila will be finished when it's seiz ha'kichavim. Ulefamim nemsheches ktsas b'seich ha'layla. And sometimes Ne'ilah extends even further and goes into the nighttime. Even so, even if it does go into the night, we still say Chasmeinu when we're doing Ne'ilah, even though you would think, well, perhaps it's already night, so now Yom Kippur is over, already there was a Chasimah Sadin, there was already a sealed judgment. No, that's not the case. Lefisha ein adin mistalek ad shigmu yisrael sidreim lamata. Because Yom Kippur does not end until Klal Yisrael on this world finishes saying their tefillas. So therefore, you could still say chasmenu, even though it's night, because it's still effectively Yom Kippur in terms of that the judgment is not sealed yet. V'acharuz hayoyim yifne, and the stanza that says the day is going to end soon, hayoyim yifne, im yatsu akoychavim, if it's already night, lo yomer kein, you can't say that. Because your tefillah is like saying false things. Rather, you have to say, Hayoim pana, the day has passed. Hashemesh bo'u pana, the sun has come and passed. It's mashma from Mishnah Berurah that says that not even when Seisik Kechavim comes, you have to be marked for that, but even if it's after Shkia, at the end of Shkia, it's mashma from Mishnah Berurah that you can't say Hayoim yifne, because it's already considered perhaps night. You should do it earlier. Hashatz oimer birchas kehanim. The shliach tziva says birchas kehanim v'sim shalom and says shalom. Afa pishu laila, even though it's night, because as long as we start shemoneh esrei during the day, so the shatz could say alekenev kevaseinu birchas kehanim at night. Sifchaf hei. One should try to abolish the minig that they get a guy to light the candles in the shul so they could see. So the piyutim and during the ila. In the ila, it's already getting dark. The candles from yesterday have already, a lot of them have gone out. So they used to ask a nachri to light the candles and add light to the shul. Ella, rather, rather, you should take the remaining candles that are still lit and spread those out amongst the shul, around the shul. Because that, spreading out the candles, that's a shvus to shvus. That's a two drabbanans, which l'tzorech mitzvah is allowed. So you have one drabbanan is that you're telling a guy to do something. And the second Rabbanan is you're telling him to move Muktzah, which is also the Rabbanan. So Tzorech Mitzvah will allow to do a Shvus to Shvus. As opposed to lighting the candles themselves, that's a Mitzvah, that's a Issah D'Oraisa. And since you did it through a guy, there's only one Rabbanan. And that shouldn't be done. Rather, you should spread the candles around. Sif Chavav. La'achet Tfilas Ne'ilah. After Tfilas Ne'ilah, Afilu Chol B'Shabbos, V'Gamu B'Yoyim. Even if Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, and you finish Ne'ilah while it's still before it's dark, nevertheless, you could still say Avinu Malkeinu, even though on Shabbos we don't say Avinu Malkeinu by the other tefillos of Yom Kippur. When it comes to Ne'ilah, we do, because that's already the Gemar Din, and we have to give it our all, and not leave anything back when the final judgment is going to be issued. Yo'aymim Shema Yisrael Pamachas, and the minhag is to say Shema Yisrael once. Baruch Shem Kvar Machusay Loilam Vaed Gimel Pamim. Say three times Baruch Shem Kvar Machusay Loilam Vaed. And Hashem Hu Elokim Zayin Pamim. We say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times. Lilvais is Hashchina to escort the Shchina Shem Misala Lamala Meshiver Kim. It's going up the seven heavens. Ve'omer Hashatz Kadosh Shalim Benigan Shel Simcha. And then the Shliach Tzibur says Kadosh with a happy Nigan. And they blow one long tekiah. That's a siman that the Shechina is leaving us. Lamala going up. Just like by Mount Tayyar was. When the Shechina went up and left the mountain of Har Sinai, it says when the Shofar will blow, then you could go back on Har Sinai. Benerman also says Allah loikim besua. Hashem goes up with a tshua. As well. Another reason for blowing the shofar then is a zecher to remember that they would blow on Mitzvah Yom Kippur by Yovel, they blow the shofar as well. So this is also a remembrance for Yovel. You're allowed to blow the shofar even though Tzeisik Kechavim has not arrived. It's just Ben Hashmashes. V'afilu Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos, but if it's still day, you can't blow. You have to wait at least till it's after Shkia. Even if it's Shabbos, you can still blow, because we say the blowing shofar is not a malacha, it's a chachma. So therefore, we could be mako to blow it then. La'achat kia, after the kia, aymim kulam gimel pamim l'shon habab Yushalayim. Everyone says three times l'shon habab Yushalayim. Sivchav zayin. La'achat seisa keichavim, after it's nighttime, mispalin marv, idavin marv, yesh lahamid shatz hogan. We should have a shliach tzibur, idavin marv, who's an appropriate shliach tzibur, v'yispalu benachas u'b'chavona. They should daven slowly and with kavona. V'yesh ligor b'achoytfim. And one should say, you know, not allow people who try to just rush it and get it done. Now the Yom Kippur's over, they want to rush, one should protest against that. I'm in Betfilah Shemana Esrei Atachan Antonu. In Shemana Esrei, we say Atachan Antonu, just like we do on Mitzvah Shabbos, we do so on Mitzvah Yom Kippur too. In Chol B'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, I'm in V'yitein Lecha. We also say V'yitein Lecha after davening. Aval Ein I'm in V'hinoyim V'atakadosh. But we don't say V'hinoyim V'atakadosh, because we never say those when Yom Tov is going to follow in the coming week. And since Mitzvah Yom Kippur, if it was Shabbos, we're always going to have Sukkot fall during that coming week. So therefore, we would never say V'hinoyim V'atakadosh on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. La'acha tefillah, and after davening, mekadshin es halavana, we do kiddush levana, upaytin ish esrei ehu besimcha v'tuv leiv k'moy b'yom tov. And everyone greets each other with a big happiness and a happy heart, just like they do on Yom Tov, because we're all happy that the din hopefully came out the way we wanted it to. Sivchav ches. B'havdala shel mitzi Yom Kippur, on havdala of Yom Kippur, tzichin levarech dafka al nesha shavas. You have to make a bracha on a candle that was rested during Yom, a fire, a flame that was rested during Yom Kippur, meaning it was on in Yom Kippur and it wasn't doing any malacha. Loy al nesha itziu atum in havon mukadem. Not a candle that was just lit new now from, you know, knocking two rocks together or, you know, lighting a match. Loy b'mashu hudlak mimenu. Not even from the fire that you took from a new flame that you made. The reason is because on Maitzi Shabbos, we make a bracha on a candle that was just lit new, because the reason why we make a bracha on Maitzi Shabbos is because that's when fire was created. Adam Rishon knocked two stones together and created fire, and so therefore that's the time that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making the fire, so we could do that type of fire to make the bracha on it. As opposed to Maitzi Yom Kippur, the reason why we make a bracha on a fire on Mitzvah Yom Kippur is because to show that today was Kadesh and was also with Malacha that has to do with fire, so therefore I'm making a bracha on it now. So as opposed to Mitzvah Shabbos, when you can just light a fresh match and a candle and make a bracha on that, for Yom Kippur, no, you have to have a Ner Shashavas, a candle that was lit all during Yom Kippur but was not used for Malacha. The best thing, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is to light another candle from the candle that you had in your house. We said the other day that you had two candles, one that you lit for a yahrzeit candle, for a candle for your parent who was niftar, as well as a second candle that was for the household. So you could light a candle from one of those candles, levarach al shneim, and make a bracha on both of them together. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that really the best thing lechatchila is to have a special candle that you set aside just that you light before Yom Kippur. There will be your Nesha Shabbos. There will be your candle that you're going to make Havdalah on after Yom Kippur. That's the best. That's the best thing to do. Mim ein loy ner bebeisay, and if he doesn't have this Nesha Shabbos in his house, yavias aneh adolik mi beis haknesses. He should bring the candle that was lit in the shul. And light another candle from that candle in the shul. Levarchle may make a bracha on them. The reason being is it was a machlekes if the candles in shul was that lit just for covered, for honor, or was that lit so people could also daven from it. So if it was so people could daven from it, so then it was supposed to be something for hanah. So then you can make a bracha on it after Yom Kippur, because it was a Nesha Shabbos, no malacha was done with it. But if it was just for covered, we don't make a bracha on a candle that was lit just for covered. It has to be a candle that was lit for a purpose, but it was not used for malacha. It's even more so of a problem in our days, where, not, first of all, we don't bring the candles to shul. Second of all, we have much better lighting. The candles are really not used for seeing, so therefore it's more of a reason to say that the candles in the shul now are for covered. So therefore, certainly even more of a reason for the Mishnah Berurah's idea to have a separate candle that you light in your house to be your Nesha Shavas that will be just for the purpose of saying Havdalah on Maitzi Yom Kippur. L'shas Adchak, Mavarchin on Nesh Hudlak Minesh Lakum. Says the Kitzur Shonarach, if you're stuck, you don't have a Nesha Shavas, you don't have the Shul candle, what are you going to do? You don't have your other candles in your house that you lit before Yom Kippur. So he says, you can light a candle from a flame that a Nachri had, or from a new flame that you made out of, lighting a stone or a match, and not to light from that flame directly, but lighting another candle from that flame. He says that's okay. The Mishnah Berurah, though, says that one cannot make a bracha on such a fire, and that's what the minhag is. V'ein maschilin hinei kel yeshuasi. We don't start from hinei kel yeshuasi. Al mavarchin ala kais. We just make a bracha bari pri agafen on the cup of wine. V'aner, and then make the bracha mayrei ha'esh. V'amavdil, and then make the bracha of hamavdil. V'ein mavarchin ala b'samim. We don't make a bracha on the b'samim. V'mhayu Shabbos. However, if Yom Kippur was on Shabbos, so then, mavarchin gam al b'samim. Then we also make a bracha on the b'samim because of nefesh yisera. V'gam maschilin hinei kel yeshuasi. We also start havdalah from hinei kel yeshuasi if Yom Kippur was on Shabbos. K'mar b'sham matzi Shabbos. It's like we do every other matzi Shabbos. Siv chav tes. Oichlim v'shoisim u'smechim b'matzi Yom Kippurim. We eat and we drink and we're happy on matzi Yom Kippur. The isa b'medrash, because it says in the medrash, v'matzi Yom Kippurim. Maitzi Yom Kippur, Basko Yoytzei, so Basko comes out, Yoymeres, and says, Leich echo b'simcha lachmecha, eat your bread with happiness, v'shusei b'leiv toiv yeinecha, and drink with a good heart your wine, ki kvar rotze loikim es masach, because Kadosh Baruch Hu has already been happy with your deeds. Sif Lamed. Hamadaktikim b'mitzvahs, people who are medaktik in mitzvahs, maschilim miyad b'maitzi Yom Kippur b'asiyas ha-sukkah. They start building the sukkah on Maitz Yom Kippur, l'kayim yelchu michayol l'chayol, to be makayim, where it says you should go from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. So we finished the mitzvah Yom Kippur. Now the next mitzvah on deck is Sukkot that's coming, so we should start something with the building of the sukkah, and then we finish it the next morning, but at least to start working on the sukkah on Maitz Yom Kippur. Sif Lamed Aleph. B'yayim shel achar Yom Kippurim, the day after Yom Kippur, Noigin lahashkim lebeis haknesis. The minhag is to wake up early to go to shul. Uviyamim shebein Yom Kippur musukkas, and the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, ain misanu. We don't fast. Afilu tanis yartzeit. Even the tanis for a yartzeit for a parent, a person would sometimes normally fast for a yartzeit. When if it's, the yartzeit falls out between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we wouldn't fast. Veinoyimim tachnan. And as well, we also don't say tachlin during those days. Lefi shehem yemei simcha, because those are the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, are days of simcha, shayu mechanchen behemes ha-mizbech v'yemei shloima. Because in the times of Shloima HaMelech, that was when the mizbech was first being mechanch, and was being used and dedicated at that time, so therefore it's days of simcha, and therefore there's no tachlin and there's no tanis on those days. V'gam anachnu oiskim b'mitzvus binyan sukkah v'achonis esrei g'shar minim. As well, another reason is because this is the period of time that we're busy with the mitzvahs of building our sukkah and preparing an esrei and the other of the dalim minim. L'chvoid adoin hadoinim, in the honor of Hashem, makadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim, the one who is makadosh Yisrael in the times of the year. And so therefore, it's a time of simcha, and we don't and it's not time for Tachnan or Tanesim. An exception to the rule of Tanesim, though, they do bring down on the Paiskim that a Chasan and Kala, on the day of their wedding, they should fast even on the days that are between Yom Kippur and Erev Sukkot. It's interesting to note that Prima Godim has a suffix. He says if someone himself is not able to start the mitzvah of building the sukkah on Maitzi Yom Kippur, is it better that he should appoint a shliach to do starting the building of the sukkah on Maitzi Yom Kippur, and therefore we would say shlucha shel adam kamaisai, and he gets that schus of going mechoyel el choyel, or maybe perhaps it's better that he should not send a shliach to build the sukkah on Maitzi Yom Kippur, rather he should wait until the next day or whatever, the day after, whenever he's available, and do the mitzvah himself, because he's saying mitzvah ba yaisim b'shluchai, and he doesn't machriya either way. As well, we mentioned also the other day that some people have a minhag that they bedafka like to buy the Arba Minim before Yom Kippur, because that zchus should be added to their zchuyas to have a better din on Yom Kippur. Other people say that no, since the Medrash says that the Dalad Minim, that's a sign that we to show that we won our battle on Yom Kippur, that we came out victorious in our judgment, so you can't prepare for the victory parade if you didn't have the victory yet. So therefore, it's not appropriate to buy the Arba Minim until after Yom Kippur. I think most people, just more practical, is they don't like to wait till the last minute because they might not find what they want and might have, you know, not enough time to get the Arba Minim to the degree of hiddah that they would like to find if they limit themselves to just a few small days. That's why a lot of people just practically buy the Arba Minim before Yom Kippur if they feel that that'll get them a better Dalad Minim than waiting to start their search after Yom Kippur. Kol Tov.